在1939年的九月份
，In September 1939,
德国侵略波兰。
The country of Germany invaded Poland.
在一年之内呢，德国纳粹党呢就把整个欧洲很快的占领了。
Within a year, the Nazi Party occupied almost the entire Europe.
当时英国呢，它也受到很大的危险。
And at that time, the country of England also received a lot of threats.
当时英国的首相是Chamberlain， 他因为人民对他不信任，所以他就自愿辞职。
At that time, the Prime Minister Chamberlain, he didn't have a lot of confidence in himself, so actually he resigned.
所以1940年的时候呢，就是丘吉尔呢成为英国的首相。
So in 1940, Winston Churchill became the Prime Minister of England.
他上任第三天的时候呢，他就对全英国人讲。
On the third day, he spoke to the people in England the following.
他说，除了鲜血、劳苦、眼泪和汗水，我没有其他可以奉献的。
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
当英国人呢跟德国打仗十个月以后
，and after the English were fighting with the Germany for 10 months.
其实很多人呢觉得呢，他们英国人是没有可能打胜这场仗的。
So many in England did not believe they would be able to win this war.
丘吉尔呢，他又在鼓励英国人说。
Churchill once again he encouraged the people in England.
他就说，永不屈服，永不屈服，永不永不永不屈服。
Never give in, never give in, never, never, never give in.
你知道呢，其实我们基督徒要胜过罪，彼此打。第二次世界大战更难了。
You see, for us Christians to conquer sin is actually more difficult to fight the World War II.
保罗写罗马书的时候呢，在罗马书第一到第三章证明呢，全个人类都是被罪所胜。
Paul, when he wrote the book of Romans in chapter 1-3, he actually say basically, the world has been overcome by sin.
我们本来就是罪的一个奴隶。
We are originally slave of sin.
但是感谢神，罗马书第三章半到第四章的时候呢，他就告诉我们呢，我们人可以通过信耶稣，就可以从罪里面释放出来。
In the middle of chapter 3, verse chapter 4, Paul told us that by believing in Christ, we can be saved from sin.
从第五到第八章，其实他就讲到我们基督徒成为一个基督徒以后，我们怎么过生活。
In chapter 5 through 8, it actually talked about the how a Christian live after being saved.
其实呢，信耶稣只是我们这个神给我们的救恩的一个进门口的第一步。
And accepting and believing in Jesus Christ is only the first step after you enter the door of salvation.
我们每一天还是会跟罪征战。
We struggle with sin every day.
但是呢，神应许我们，我们在基督耶稣里的人呢，就不被定罪了。
But God has promised us that when we are in Jesus Christ, we will no longer be convicted by sin.
但是虽然神是这样子讲，他没有，其实，他甚至没有告诉我们呢，这场仗是很容易过的。
Even though it was told this way, but it was never said that this is an easy war.
如果呢，我们不小心的时候呢，我们很容易就是还是会给罪去控制。
But we're not careful, we'll still be overcome by sin.
所以呢，在罗马书的第八章开始的时候呢，保罗其实是再次鼓励我们。
And actually, in the beginning of chapter 8, Paul once again encouraged us.
告诉我们呢，我们不用灰心。
He told us that we should not be discouraged.
因为神给我们一个帮助。
Because he had given us one help.
这个帮助就是住在我们心里面的圣灵。
This is help is actually the one that actually abides within us, and that is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会带领每一个神的儿女去过他的生活。
The Holy Spirit would guide every single of sons of Christ to live this holy life.
如果我们随从圣灵的带领的时候，我们就可以达到神的意。
If we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will achieve, we'll be able to achieve Christ's righteousness.
还有呢，在十七节的里面呢，他告诉我们，我们现在是神的后嗣。
And also in verse 17, it says, now we actually are heirs of God.
后嗣的意思呢，就是我们是将来会承受产业的人。
What heirs are the one who actually eventually will receive the inheritance?
十七节里面说，我们和基督是同做后嗣的，如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And it tells us that we are co-heirs with Christ, and if we share in sufferings, so we also may share in His glory.
所以呢，今天呢是保罗告诉我们，勉励弟兄姊妹，虽然我们在罪里面，要过一个成圣生活是一个很辛苦的一件事情。
Paul is actually telling us that if we are in actually living in this life of sin, but we actually be able to live this life of sanctification is not easy.
但是他鼓励我们，我们不要屈服。
He encouraged us that we would not
give in.
Oh no, just give in.
Do not give in. Okay. 我们不要灰心。
We are also not discourage.
反而呢，我们要忍耐等候将来的荣耀的来到。
Additionally, we will actually be patiently away for the future's
Glory.
Future glory.
这个其实呢，就是十八节里面呢，告诉我们的。
And this is what is being told in the verse 18.
你可以说十八节呢，就是这一段。锦段的一个总结。
And you can say the verse 18 is the summarizing verse of this whole section.
十八节说，我想现在的苦楚，若彼此将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
And verse 18 tells us that consider our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that may be revealed in us.
我告诉你啊，我觉得基督教呢是一个很老实的一个基督一个宗教。
I tell you that Christianity is a very straightforward religion.
他告诉我们，很老实的告诉我们，当我们得到荣耀之前，我们必须要面对这个苦楚。
Was told to you to us honestly that before we receive the glory, we have the suffering.
所以呢，保罗在十八到二十二节呢，就告诉我们这个苦楚的事实。
So in verse 18 through 22, Paul tells us about the reality of sufferings.
首先呢，保罗在十八节我们刚刚念这节的时候呢，他已经告诉我们呢，这个苦楚呢是现在的。
In verse 18, it also Paul tells us that the sufferings are only at the present time.
现在呢有两个意思。
There are two different meanings of present.
有一个呢就已经你听到我们中文跟英文的翻出来了。现在的意思就是现今，就是现在现今的意思。
There's a different sense of meaning between the Chinese and English. The present means it's just at this time.
所以呢，我们面对这个苦楚呢，就是你每一天会经历的。
As we face the suffering, that is something that we experience every day.
但是有一个意思呢，是中英文圣经都没有把它翻出来的。
But there's a separate meaning that has not been translated in either English nor Chinese Bible.
就是呢，其实当他讲到这个苦楚呢，他是好像。他是讲到现在这个季节，就是这个 season。
What he's talking about is actually the suffering that is in this today's season。
对了，他要形容，你知道什么是一个季节啊？
you know what a season is.
季节就是不是一两天的事情了。
Then it tells you it's just not only a matter of one or two days.
季节是一段长的时间。
Season means actually just a period of time, extended period of time.
我看到这个字呢, 我就想起了我们明州的冬天, 冬至是怎么样。
As I see this word, this reminds me of what the Minnesota winter is like.
每一个季节呢,有它的特色。
Every season has its own little characteristics.
明州的冬季呢,就是, 我说, 又冷又长又黑又干。
Minnesota winter is long, dark, cold, and also dry.
所以呢, 保罗其实讲到我们现在生活的季节是什么呢? 它的特色就是一个苦楚的一个季节。
So as far as Paul is concerned, when he talks about the season of this suffering, is actually it's a season of bitterness.
还有另外有关保罗形容我们现在面对的苦楚呢，是包括全地的。
And also this suffering actually it would cover the entire land.
这个就是20节里面所讲的。
And this is what's being talked about in verse 20. This very inclusive.
就是呢，他讲到了，因为受造之物伏在这虚空之下，不是自己愿意的，乃是应哪叫他如此的。
As it says in verse 20, it said, For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by his own choice, but by the will of one who subjected to it in hope.
他讲到了全地，全个受造之物，就是全个世界，都在这个苦楚底下。
He talked about the entire creation was actually be subjected under this sufferings.
还有20节的告诉我们，这个苦楚呢，是没有可能避免的。
It also talks about this sort of sufferings is unavoidable.
因为20节里面讲到受造之物伏在这个虚空之下，不是自己愿意的。
Because in verse 20 it says that for the frustration was subjected to frustration not by his own choice.
所以你有没有留意圣经讲到我们面对这些苦楚呢？ 不是你可以选择的。
So as you see that the script kind of sufferings that they talked about in the scripture, it's not something that you have a choice.
好像呢，我们每一年你可以，我们说拗一些选择苦楚这个事情呢，你在人生里面你没有可以说啊，我不要。
So it's like, for example, in some documents, you can actually fill in the choice of opting out, but the suffering is not something that you can opt out.
自从人犯罪以后, 神就咒诅这个大地。
And since the sin of man, God has cursed the entire land.
这个地就生出这个荆棘及藜出来。
So the land had actually grown out of a lot of thorn had grown out of the land.
我们人要 汗流满面才得无口。
So the man has to suffer by working hard and so that we can actually fill the mouth.
还有呢，圣经告诉我们，人从亚当犯罪以后，这个罪性就开始控制人了。
So the scriptures also tell us that ever since Adam has sinned, this sinful nature had the control of man.
这些苦楚都是不是人能够选择的，都是没有可能避免的。
These are unavoidable sufferings for man.
还有呢，他在20节的里面，他讲到了我们这个苦楚呢是一个虚空的苦楚。
In verse 20, it's also talk about the sufferings are futile.
什么叫虚空呢？
What does it mean by being futile?
虚空的意思就是没有达到原本的目标。
Futile means actually not able to achieve the original goal.
当神创造这个地的时候，创造全世界，创造人的时候，他最后说，他看一切所造的都甚好。
And when God created the entire mankind and also all of creation, he said it was good.
但是当人犯罪以后呢，人就没有达到这本来的一个目标。
So after man sinned, we was not able to achieve the original goal.
这个万物不再是好，不再是甚好了。
And all the creations no longer as being described as good.
反而呢，我们都是活在这个虚空底下。
And on the other hand, we're all living an atmosphere of futile.
因为我们没有达到神创造的目标。
Because we have not been able to achieve the goals that are set forth by God.
很多时候我们努力，但是我们不满足。
A lot of time we spend a lot of time and effort, but yet we're not satisfied because we are actually under the whole of these are all so futile.
21节呢，告诉我们另外一个苦。
And verse 21 tells us another type of suffering.
这个就是呢，受败坏所辖制的。
And these are the These are all actually controlled by bondage to decay.
败坏呢，就好像我们的主人一样，对待我们。
And decay is almost like what are the masters, how they treat us.
败坏的意思呢，就是我们一天一天呢，会变旧变坏的意思。
Decay meaning actually day after day, it would actually turn into old and actually getting less and more and more useless.
其实不单只我们的地球啊，我们的环境是这样子。
Not only our earth, our environment is like that.
我们人自己也是这样子。
And then human being the same way.
我们年轻的时候呢，我们身体的是很灵活的。
And when we're young, we're very agile.
我们现在老了。
Whereas we're getting old.
我们眼睛也蒙了，耳朵也聋了。
The eyes are getting blurry, the ears are actually getting less able to hear.
你会留意我换了眼镜，原因就是我现在要看老花，又增加一个老花键在里面了。
I changed my glasses now, I have bifocals so I can read the small prints.
生老病死是人人必须要面对的苦楚。
Being born, getting old, getting sick, and actual of death is also something that none of us can avoid.
最后22节呢，他告诉我们另外一个苦楚呢，就是劳苦贪思的苦楚。
Another suffering that it tells us in actually verse 22 is actually the pain of actually. The suffering of the childbirth pain.
劳苦这个字呢，你听英文呢，你就听出这个解释出来了。就是好像女人生小孩的痛苦。Having
pain and actually it's actually describing the childbirth pain of giving birth.
所以呢，我们人生所面对的，我们这个世界大地所面对的苦楚，不是一个很小的苦楚。So
the pain that we face every day is not no small feat.
我们生小孩，你问这些妈妈，她会告诉你，生小孩是人能够面对痛苦里面最顶级的一个痛苦。
So if you ask any mother, the pain of giving birth is probably the most extreme of any kind of pain for mankind.
而现在我们基督徒，包括神的儿，现在所有人，包括神的儿女，就是活在这样子痛苦的一个苦楚里面。And
all mankind, including Christians, are living under this kind of pain.
所以我们刚刚谈到这些苦楚呢，都是因为我们人犯罪以后带进这个世界里面的。So
all the suffering that we talked about earlier is because man has sinned, therefore actually bring forth this sin into the world.
那么保罗很老实地告诉我们，这个就是我们所面对的苦楚。And
Paul honestly told us that these are the kind of pain that we mankind face.
所以如果有这么大的一个苦楚的时候，为什么我们不放弃呢？
So when we actually seeing this kind of suffering, how can we not give in?
为什么我们不灰心呢?
How can we not be discouraged?
我记得呢, 有一次, 有人问, 一个很出名的牧师 John Piper 他说, 你有没有曾经怀疑神呢?
And someone once asked one of very famous preacher John Piper, have you ever doubted God?
John Piper 想都没有想, 他就说, 有啊。
And actually John Piper without even thinking he said yes.
这个问他的人呢, 他就在想, Piper 一定是讲到他, 因为几年前他生癌症的事情了。
And Piper, you know, the one who asked was thinking, perhaps he was thinking Piper was referring to the kind of experience he had suffering his cancer.
但是 Piper 他说, 每一次当我看见我成圣生活是成长得这么慢, 我就在怀疑神, 他是不是真的能够改变我?
And every time he said, when I see that my life of sanctification is going so slow, and I wonder whether or not God is trying to help me.
所以呢，我们所面对从罪带来的苦楚，真是一个很真实的一个事实。
So therefore, the suffering that we bring about from sin is a true thing.
但是保罗在18节里面却是鼓励我们
But Paul still in verse 18 he encourages
他说我想现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀我就不足介意了
He said I should consider that our present sufferings are not worth compared with the glory that will be revealed in us
保罗他不是说这个苦楚不大
Paul is not saying that this is the suffering is not great.
他只是说将来的荣耀更大。
But he's just saying that the glory in the future is even greater.
就好像天下的妈妈们一样。
So it's almost like the mothers in the whole world.
很多妈妈生了一个小孩以后，还是会生第二、第三个啊。
And some mothers, after giving birth to one child, want to give birth to second and third.
为什么啊?
Why is it so?
不是他们不知道生小孩的痛苦啊。
It's not that they don't know the suffering that was incurred during childbirth.
但是当他们想到小孩出生带给他们的快乐的时候, 他们都不足介意了。
So is that when you actually kind of see that the joy that was given through the childbirth, he doesn't mind anymore.
所以呢，当我们能够仰望我们将来要得的荣耀的时候，我们就不介意现在的苦楚。
So, but when we actually look into and focus on the glory that will be coming in the future, then we don't mind the present sufferings.
这个呢，就是保罗呢在23到25节里面鼓励我们的内容。
This is the content of Paul when he's trying to encourage it in verse 23 to 25.
保罗在哥林多后书4章17节里面呢，形容我们且自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比的永远的荣耀。In
the 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verse 17, Paul talked about for momentarily light suffering is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
保罗就是因为他看见将来的荣耀的时候，他就觉得我们现在的苦楚只是一个很小意思的一个事情。And
Paul sees the future glory in comparison to sufferings today is a minor thing.
所以如果你回去从18节里面开始看的时候呢，你就会发现呢，保罗是怎么形容我们将来的苦楚呢？
So if you look, go back and look at how Paul described the future sufferings,
18节呢讲到这个是显于我们的荣耀。
In verse 18, it talked about the glory that will be revealed in us.
19节呢说是神众子显出来的日子。
And in verse 19, it says the children of God to be revealed.
21节呢是讲到是神儿女自由的荣耀。
In verse 21, it talks about the freedom and glory of the children of God.
23节里面呢讲到是我们的儿子名分的哪一天
In verse 23, it's talk about the days of adoption to be to have the sonship. It's also the day that our body will be redeemed.
换句话说，将来我们要有一个荣耀的身体了。In
other words, in the future, we have a glorious body.
有关我们这个荣耀的盼望，就是鼓励我们，当我们明白这个盼望的这个荣耀是。
So in a way, this is what's encouraging us as we see how great the glory is, so we actually can be able to actually will tolerate these sufferings today.
但是保罗呢,在23节里面呢,
But also, but Paul in verse 23, he wants us to realize one thing.
就是这一个荣耀是我们每一个神的儿女必定得到的荣耀。
And this glory is something that all children of God will be able to receive.
因为23节里面呢，他说，神的儿女呢是有圣灵做结果子的。
And actually talk about the children of God have the first fruit of the Holy Spirit.
当你看见做结果子这字，这个字的时候呢，我想，我希望你呢想到两个图画。
When we see the word first fruit, I want you to remind you of two separate pictures.
第一个图画呢，就是初结果子呢，就是告诉你这个收成呢的开始。The
first fruit actually, the first fruit actually reminds you the harvest about to begin.
当你收到你第一批的果子的时候。
When we receive the first fruit, it tells you that there are more fruits to come.
这个就是告诉我们，我们这些现在得救的人，将来必定得到这个荣耀。
And it tells you that the one that actually has been, the one who has been saved will receive this glory in the future.
这个收成的过程很快就会来了。The
process of harvest is about to come.
还有另外一个图画呢，就是，初结果子呢，它保罗是形容回我们有圣灵初结果子的。And
Paul described that this is this something that the Holy Spirit actually in a way actually allowed to have us have this first fruit.
其实这句话的意思就是说，圣灵就是我们初结的果子。In
other words, it's saying the Holy Spirit is our first fruit.
这个是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
圣灵就好像我们的定金一样。
Holy Spirit is almost like our down payment.
你买房子的时候呢,你不是先给你的定金吗?
When you purchase a house, you put down some form of earnest money.
定金的作用就是你把你的买卖锁定了。
And then the earnest money allows you to say to lock in this purchase.
就是呢，你将来必得到你这个产业。
And in other words, eventually you will be able to receive this property.
所以呢，这个定金呢是一个保证的作用。
So this down payment or earnest money is a form of guarantee.
本来呢，神的应许呢已经足够保证我们将来必得到这个荣耀。
In a way, God's promise already enough to say that we will receive this glory.
但是呢，神希望我们每一个基督徒可以放心。
But God wants to make sure every Christian would be able to be assured.
所以呢，他给我们一个定金，这个定金就是圣灵。
So he put down some form of earnest money, and this earnest money is the Holy Spirit.
他让神的灵住在我们的心里面。
So that it's God's Spirit will live about within us.
保证有一天我们也住在神的荣耀里面。
Guaranteeing that one day we will be living in God's glory.
所以保罗呢是鼓励我们，就是让我们知道我们这个荣耀是必定要得到的。
So in other words, Paul is guaranteeing us that we will for sure receive this glory.
所以呢，在24、25节呢，他就这样子说。
So in verse 24 and 25, he says the following.
我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所见的，盼望不是盼望，谁还盼望他所见的呢？ 但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
In verse 22 and 25, it says, for this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes of what they already have? For we hope for what we do not yet have. We wait for it patiently.
当我们确定我们会得到这个荣耀的时候，我们就会愿意忍耐等候。
For we have been assured of this, we will receive this glory, then we would wait for it patiently.
我最近呢，知道了 Rich 带他的女儿 Claire 呢，到明州的大学做一个实验。
So I know that actually Rich brought his daughter to the University of Minnesota for some experiments.
这个实验呢，其实呢，就看这些小孩能不能够忍耐。
So this kind of clinical study actually tests how much the patience the children have.
我听完以后呢，我知道呢，它是根据70年代呢有一个很出名的在 Stanford 的实验。
So I know that this is actually ties to maybe perhaps one experiment that was conducted in the 70s at Stanford University.
它呢就是叫一个 deferred gratification， 就是一个延迟的一个满足。
So this is about deferred gratification.
这个实验是怎么样呢？
But what is the experiment like?
他就叫一个小孩来到一个房间。
So he tells us to this child to be in the room.
他就说我给你一块糖果。
So I'll give you a piece of candy.
但是如果呢，如果你能够忍耐不吃面前这个糖果，30分钟以后呢，我就给你两块。
So if you hold off in not eating this candy in 30 minutes, I'm going to give you 2 pieces of candy.
你知道70年代这个 Stanford 他做这个实验以后，他就技术的去观察这些小孩以后20年的发展。
So after this study at Stanford in the 70s, they continued to observe these children after 20 years.
他就发现这些能够忍耐的小孩呀。
They discovered that those children who can have this delayed gratification,
无论在他的成绩上面，在他的与人相处上面，都是比起这些不能够忍耐的，好多了。
You see that actually those who are able to have this delayed gratification, regardless of the homework and also dealing with people, perform far better than the other group.
他们的 SAT score 会高，另外一个这些人高很多的。
The SAT test score is actually far higher than the other group.
我们的 Claire 当然就是拿最高分的这个，你知道。
Of course, our Claire would have the highest score.
你知道，其实是同一个道理。
In a way, in the same way.
如果我们现在能够忍耐等候将来的荣耀。
So we can wait and then to try to receive the future glory.
我们会变成一个更成熟、更有用的一个基督徒。
We will become a more mature, a more useful to God, a Christian that is more useful to God.
但是有一个问题。
But there's a problem.
但是有的时候我们生活的确面对罪的压力太大。
And a lot of times we still face a lot of suffering due to sin.
大到一个地步，我们觉得我们的确没有方法、没有力量去忍耐下去。
To a point that we actually cannot withstand it anymore.
我们希望我们向这个敌人投降。
To the point that it's almost like we want to surrender to the enemy.
可能我们已经跟随这个世界。
So perhaps we're already following the world.
我们不再来教会了。
We stop coming to church.
我们过生活就好像世界其他人一样。
We live our life as if there are any other person on earth.
其实我记得我在做基督徒的过程里面，的确有一阵子是减脂的时间。
So I recall during my Christian life, there was a stage almost like that.
唯一的原因，我还是去教会的，在这一年的时间，还是去教会的原因，就是我不希望人家知道我是一个减脂的人。
And during this time, within a year, I still go to church because I didn't want others to know I'm a person like that.
我不希望他们打电话来烦我。
I don't want them to keep call, making phone call to me and bother me.
如果你已经是一个全职的人, 那么我们怎么办呢?
So, but if you're already like that, what do we do?
保罗给我们一个很大的一个鼓励。
鼓励?
Encouragement.
Oh, Paul gave us this, the following encouragement.
这个鼓励我们继续去忍耐下去。
And they encourage us to continue to have the patience to bear.
就是圣灵会为我们代祷。
And that is the Holy Spirit would intercede for us with prayers.
26节里面圣经说, 奉旨我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
In verse 26, in the same way, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses.
我读这节的时候呢, 我觉得我感谢神。
When I read these verses, I thank the Lord.
因为圣经不是说, 如果我们软弱,
but it just doesn't say that if we are weak.
换句话说呢, 当圣经讲26节上放着我们软弱的意思就是, 神已经知道我们每一个人在我们人生的道路上面一定有软弱的时间。
In other words, in this section it said, God knows that we would have a time of weaknesses.
神已经预备好他的帮助。
God had already prepared his help.
就是圣灵会来帮助我们。
And that is the Holy Spirit will help us.
你知道帮助这个字呢, 我去研究的时候, 就让我了解, 其实就是一词去抬一个东西的意思。
When I study the word help, it's like that really helped me a lot. And that is almost like two persons trying to carry in a big item.
当我想起的是人生的确有些时候就是我觉得我真是没有办法再抬这个重担。
And it actually reminded me that there are a lot of times in life I no longer can carry this big burden.
但是圣灵就跑过来陪我一起去抬这个重担。
And the Holy Spirit would come and help me carry these burdens.
圣灵是怎么去帮助我们呢?
How does the Holy Spirit help us?
里面26节就讲到, 我们本来不晓得当怎么祷告。
In verse 26 it tells us, we do not know what we ought to pray for.
我们都面对过一个时候, 就是我们软弱到一个时候, 其实我们都忘记去祷告。
It reminds us actually, there are actually a period when we actually don't even know how to pray.
我们祷告的内容, 我们也不知道求神什么好。
And during that, with the content of prayer, we don't even know what to ask God for.
但是圣灵会为我们代祷。
And the Holy Spirit would actually intercede for us in our prayer.
他说了，圣灵呢, 只是圣灵趁字用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
It says about the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans.
你知道啊, 这个真是一个了不起的代祷。
And you see that this is perhaps a magnificent prayer.
因为你的牧师为你代祷了, 可能神不一定听。
But because if your pastor pray for you, the God may or may not listen to him.
但是圣灵为你代祷的时候, 神一定听。
But when the Holy Spirit pray for us, for sure God will listen.
因为27节呢, 他讲到, 暂且人性的晓得圣灵的意思, 因为圣灵是照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Yeah, because in verse 27 it says, for he who searches hearts know the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
因为圣灵按着神的旨意去为我们代祷的时候, 父神一定听他的祷告。
But for if God actually in the Holy Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with God's will, for sure God will listen.
我讲到这边呢, 很快的顺带提醒一点。
And while we're here, I want to actually mention one thing.
因为灵恩派的弟兄姊妹呢, 解释26、27节呢, 就是讲 方言的这个恩赐。
And because there's certain aspect of the more charismatic type would actually interpret it as speaking in tongue.
其实我告诉你, 这个没有可能是这段圣经的意思。
I tell you, this is impossible to have this to mean it that way.
有两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一, 他已经告诉我们，这个是说不出来的，是没有声音的一个祷告。
In other words, actually, they already tell us this is actually with wordless groans, actually not something that's uttered.
所以呢，不是任何的言语。
So there's not any of language.
但是有一个更大的一个原因。
There's also a greater reason.
保罗讲到圣灵为我们带祷呢，这个。礼物这个福气呢，是神给神每一个儿女的。
In other words, well, this is actually something that God gave to every single child.
只要你是神的儿女，你都会享受圣灵为你带祷这个福气。
For as long as you're a child of God, you will be able to use this, have this blessing of the Holy Spirit praying for you.
但是呢，恩赐。不是每一个人都拥有所有的恩赐的。
But not everyone would have all the gifts.
换句话说呢，没有一个恩赐是没有一个恩赐是每一个信徒都拥有的。
In other words, there are some gifts that some Christians do not have.
所以呢，换句话，自然是简指呢，这个没有可能是一个恩赐。
And so if it's according to this rule, it's impossible that this is a gift.
最后呢，我希望跟大家结束今天的分享呢，告诉大家一个故事。
And as we close, I want to tell you a story.
这是我们等一下会唱的一个诗歌，叫《坚守阵地》的诗歌。
And that is a song that we will sing later. It's called Holding the Fort.
这首诗歌呢，其实是根据一个美国南北战争的一个故事所写的。
This is based on during the Civil War, based on a story.
当时是1864年。
In the year 1864,
南方的军队。有一个将军呢，就是叫Captain Hood， 就带领他的军队跑到北方。
In the Southern Army, there's a captain. His name is Captain Hood. He was leading his troops heading north.
他经过北军的监视以后呢，他就要把北方的军的这些粮仓都烧掉。
So once he actually got there, he saw the storage actually burn up the storages.
这个就是他的目标。
That was his goal.
那么呢，北方的军，将军 Sherman 也知道这个事情。
The northern army Sherman is also knew about this.
所以呢，他就开始带兵呢去追杀这个。Captain Hood 的兵呢
？So he took some troops and actually go after the Captain Hood.
但问题呢，就是 Captain Hood 已经去到他们其中一个最大的藏粮食的一个粮仓里面。
The problem is Captain Hood had already got to the one of the biggest storage facility.
他们里面呢有150万份的粮食。
In the storage area, they have 15,000
a million one point five million
portions of meals.
但是他们只有1500人在看守这个地方。
But they only have 1,500 people holding down the fort.
所以呢，这个 Captain Hook 就派他最最精锐的部队6000人去。希望把这个地方烧掉。
So Captain Hope sent his 6,000 of his sharpest troops and want to burn up this place.
那么你都知道，你算一算的可以知道，你1,500人怎么可以对抗6,000人的兵呢
？So if you actually do the math, how can 1,500 people be able to defend against 6,000 troops?
所以呢，北方军呢就死掉很多人。
So the Northern Army, a lot of people die.
所以在他们在快要顶不住的时候呢
，So about the time when they were no longer be able to hold the fort,
他们 就当然有人希望投降啊。
And of course, someone would actually thinking about surrendering.
但是呢，就其中有一个兵，他就从他的望远镜里面呢，看见大概20里以外呢，有一个白色的旗帜在摇动。
So one of the soldier, when actually with his telescope, he saw about 20 miles away, there is someone who was waving a white flag.
然后在这个旗帜上面呢，就写着一句话。
And what's on the flag was one thing.
他写着这句话说，坚守阵地，我马上就到。上面的签处就是这个 Captain Sherman 的签名。
What's written on the white flag was it said, hold the fort, I'm about to come, and then signed Captain Sherman.
我们基督徒就是一同走这条天路。
Christians, as we walk the heavenly path to heaven,
我们走这条天路的时候，就会面对好像生产一样的苦楚。
As we walk this heavenly path, we would experience pain like a childbirth.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们不要屈服。
But brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged.
因为我们的主耶稣马上就要回来。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is about to come back.
为我们带来将来的荣耀。
And bring forth for us the future glory.
所以我们要坚持到底。
So therefore, we have to hold off till the end.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand pray.
亲爱的天父，我们的确在生活上面，在面对罪、面对这个世界的时候，面对很多苦楚。
Dear Heavenly Father, as we face the world, we have a lot of suffering.
但是我们感谢主，就是你没有。只是把我们放在这个世界上面，但是不帮助我们。
But yet we thank you because you put us on earth, but yet you still help us.
你给我们将来的荣耀，去鼓励我们去忍耐。
You gave us the future glory so that we can continue to be patient.
你又给我们圣灵为我们代祷。
You give us Holy Spirit and to intercede for us.
求主帮助我们做一个忠诚的一个基督徒。
Lord, help us so that we become a faithful Christian.
当我们再见到主面的时候，主耶稣会称赞我们是忠心良善的仆人。
So that when we face Jesus Christ one day, He will tell us, "You good and faithful servant."
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.